Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. We have in our studios today the teaching realtor, the bee lady.
I mean, all kinds of names.
Yeah, well, I mean, because of the bumblebees and stuff that you have. You know, the honeybees. I was telling my son was giving me a hard time because we have dandelions in our yard. And I said, no, I said, I'm leaving them because the bumblebees,
the honeybees use those.
Bees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he said to me, I've heard that a number of times too, that you should do that.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not there for that long, so.
No, and they're so beautiful, actually. Mm-hmm. I really have always liked dandelions. So our compromise has been the front part of the yard doesn't have as many dandelions. He keeps it nicer. And the back part of the yard, and we're out in the country, so it's huge. We let them go.
Yeah, we're out in the country, too. And, you know, a couple of weeks as it's over, and it helps the honeybees and the bees and mm-hmm. everything. So why not?
Right? Yeah, and I know they're really happy right now because I have just been sneezing up a storm. Uh-huh. But you see, if you look at their little legs, there's these, like, side packets, you know.
Okay, they look like, yeah, legs. They look like, yeah.
Yeah, and they're all, well, they're dandelion colored right now because they've been collecting all this pollen and they're bringing it back to the hives, and that's a really good thing for them. We have to actually feed them pollen patties in the wintertime to kind of hold them over sometimes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in early spring.
We'll have to do another show. That we had requests for that for probably 6 weeks after you and your husband did that show.
Uh-huh.
People would say, can you play that honeybee thing again? And we would.
Yeah, it always amazes me because my husband is actually a very quiet person. He lets me do a lot of the talking. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to maybe kind of carry this a little bit on the interview. I could hardly get a word in edgewise. You get him talking about something he's passionate about, and he'll go for it.
You both did a great job. Well, Pam, how are sales in your office this week?
Well, you know, I almost feel like there's been a door open and a gush of fresh wind, and it has been very, very busy. Yes.
Good.
It's a very hot, active market right now.
Now, is your actual office up on the west side of Hastings open? Mm-hmm. Can people come in now?
Well, it stays locked.
Okay.
But what we're doing is you can call anytime. You can call the office number. And if we know that you are coming, somebody can meet you there. Like, I meet my clients there, and we write up papers and stuff.
Okay.
So, but it's not just mm-hmm. open.
At this point.
Yeah. And right now, the only people actually allowed in the office are the agents and working with their clients.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how can folks get a hold of you, Pam?
Oh, give me a call, 651-319-1298. And I'd love to hear from you.
And like you said earlier, 651-437-2121, and just ask for Pam.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Well, our topic of the week, and I know there's probably people are exhausted about talking about this, but it's in such flux.
Yeah.
That, you know, you need to talk about it so people have the latest, mm-hmm. news, and that's a coronavirus update because, boy, it has affected every single corner of the society and of business.
Every piece of your life.
It has. It has.
In fact, that's one reason why I'm really glad that this is a radio show and not TV show, because I was supposed to get in to see my hairdresser at the beginning of March. And, of course, because we had just gotten back from a cruise, and so I was mm-hmm. going to get everything done then. And this is now April, you know, third quarter of May,
mm-hmm.
and I really need to get in.
So we're all shaggy.
It's affected so many things. Yeah.
And people are fatigued about it, but still they need the information.
Yeah, and then now the governor made some changes mm-hmm. in the state, and so I just wanted to update and let you know what those changes mean as far as real estate goes.
Okay.
So, you ready?
I am. Let's do it.
Well, you know, first, I just want to go back to the fact that it is such a busy time right now. I don't know if you remember, but several weeks ago now, we talked about how later there was going to be a later spring market. Because
mm-hmm.
normally the spring market hits in, you know, March, April, May. It is hot, hot, hot. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of stuff going on. And we thought, well, it's going to come later in the summer. We don't know when. We thought maybe June, July. But I really feel that things are beginning to open up now. I just took a quick look at the MLS for Hastings. Mm-hmm. And just in the last day, okay, 9 new listings for homes for sale, and there are 3 more in the coming soon. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of houses. So okay. That's fantastic.
How does that compare to, say, 5-6 years ago?
Oh, you know, I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Actually, for this date, I'd have to look at that date. But what I can tell you is I looked back over the last few days, mm-hmm. you know, a few weeks. Okay. And there might be 1 coming on. There might be 2 coming on. There might be 5 coming on, maybe. But this is the first time I've seen 9.
Okay, so it's loosening up.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
And that's good, too, because is it a fair statement to say that this is literally a seller's market?
Yeah, it still is. It definitely is. If you have a house that comes on the market and if it's priced appropriately, that's really important. You know, it doesn't stay on the market long just because there still is a lot of pent-up buyer demand, and mm-hmm. they're just I have some buyers, you know, that have been looking for a while, but you know, they have something very, very specific that they're looking for. Maybe it's a price point or so many bedrooms or a location, you know, different things. And so but they're not the only ones looking for that exact same thing. And so when it does come on market, you really have to be on the watch and get in there right away and make a very, I mean, you have to make a good offer, you know, to begin mm-hmm. with. You can't mess around if you really want to get the house. And that's, of course, where a good realtor comes in.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is still busy, and it still is what you would call a seller's market. Although, when I get to the very end, if there's time, I was going to talk a little bit about why this is a really good market, even for buyers,
okay,
for sellers and for buyers. But, okay, let's just talk about mm-hmm. what's going on now. And I'm going to talk about Edina Realty specifically, and then I'm going to compare it a little bit to the Dakota County in general, because I thought this was really interesting.
Okay.
Our broker manager was sharing this from a meeting that he was in earlier this week. If you look at Dakota County, both listings and pended units, okay, mm-hmm. up until mid-March, man, we were all on track for a fantastic year. Very, very comparable, or actually ahead of what it had been the year before, if you compare year to year. And then about March 17th, that's when the bottom kind of started dropping out of everything. Things did start slowing down dramatically right then. Of course, pending units would, that was a little bit more delayed because you sell it, and then you have to go through the inspection, and then it comes to pending, and that might be a couple of weeks later. But if you compare then, and then April, you know, was probably the slowest month altogether. But now if you look at May, and this report was pulled on the 15th, May 15th.
Okay.
So there have been almost a week now since then, or yeah.
Yep. 6 days. Week, yeah. That's a week. That's a better part of a week.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. So even just halfway through the month, we are already doing, okay, Dakota County is just slightly behind what they were last May, which is really cool.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is surprising.
Now, Edina Realty, on the other hand, is actually tracking just a little bit ahead, believe it or not,
of May of 2019.
Where we were at the exact same time last year.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's an interesting thing to think about. One of the reasons Edina has actually taken a larger market share than what we were prior to this, because when it's a time of uncertainty, people want a brand that they know and that they trust, somebody mm-hmm. that's been here, and so you tend to fall back on, you know, the familiar and trusted. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to know that, boy, when I say things are hot, we are making up for lost time. And I really, really expect that in the next, you know, month, 2 months going forward, it's going to be a very busy time. So
as far as real estate's concerned, it's a hot market right now.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so good. You know, that is a ray of sunshine in an otherwise cloudy, you know, economy that things are picking. I mean, that means people are really out there. That leads to buying stuff. That leads to the movement and exchange of money.
You know, think about it. The reason that anything slowed down, and I'll just talk specifically about real estate, and of course it applies to other things too, had nothing to do with a problem with the real estate market. It has been solid. Lending practices have been solid. The prices are right where they should be. So the problem was strictly a result of the reaction to the COVID virus. So if that can be separated from the market itself is strong. So let the market do what it's going to do, and it's going to be just fine.
Trust us as individuals that we know what to do. For over 200 years, we've been doing pretty gosh darn good at it. There's been a couple of bumps along the way, but this I call a really man-made, you know, intervention by government, in my opinion, that shut everything down. Yeah. And who knows how it's going to shape, you know, look. You know, 50 years from now, people might say, what the heck happened?
Won't it be interesting to look at it in hindsight when you see how it all plays out?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell you is that from a realtor's point of view, this is the people, I guess people just always are going to need to have a house to live in. There's always going to be people buying and selling houses, and the houses themselves haven't lost any value. So as we're able to pick up, we're just going to pick up and keep going.
You know, that's a good point. That's an excellent point in that while the stock market has lost a ton of money, people have lost their jobs, their savings, a lot of stuff. But that real estate has hung right in there. That value has stayed the same, if not gone up.
You know,
that's an excellent point. Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298.
Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate. Our realtor, Pam Collins from Edina Realty of Hastings. You can call the Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just bringing a whole bunch of rays of sunshine in today.
I was just going to tell you here now some of the different operations that we have and how we're handling them right now, just so that people know. When it comes time to close on your house, the title person is going to pretty much do what they've been doing for the last few weeks. If you still feel uncomfortable going into the building, they will come and do your closing curbside. But, you know, it works, and there have been people that are much more comfortable doing that, and so that is being done, and it works just fine. If you're comfortable coming into the building, they have all the safety protocols in place, even a plexiglass window between you and the closer, and it's still limited only to the people involved in the closing, the buyers or the sellers. So it's very sad for me as an agent because I love to be there for that big celebration day when we close, and I can't be there. But
you know, every realtor that sat behind that microphone or in the phone has said that very same thing.
Well, it really is, you know, it's the culmination of all that hard work everybody's been doing and snapping the picture. And but what I have done actually is I have, well, as you know, with one of my buyers, after the closing, then they went to the house, and I stood in their yard and took a picture, and I actually had to bring some materials to a closing that I was not able to attend, but I waited in my car in the parking lot until they were done, and then when they came out, I snapped a picture of them and stuff. So you do what you can do, you know.
We just adapt, don't we?
Yeah. Human beings are really good at that, aren't we?
We are. Just let us do it.
Now, what's interesting with the mortgage, Prosperity Mortgage, or Edina Realty Mortgage, they have a really neat innovation they've come up with where buyers are able now to pre-sign. Buyers can pre-sign. And so at when they do come, you do have to actually come to the closing, but the bulk of all those papers, you know, that paper dance, and sometimes there's quite a few, you can sign all of that ahead of time electronically, and then you just have to come in and live signature sign the items that need to be notarized. And 10 minutes, you're in and out. So buyers are really kind of liking that. So that's kind of cool.
So that's a change that may stay in effect, huh?
Yes, yeah, that is a new thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, isn't that cool?
That is. Yeah.
And then also the second opinion is back in effect now. So if you've already been pre-approved with somebody else, you can get a second opinion from our gal. And whether you choose to go with them or not, you still get a $100 gift card for giving her the chance to give the second opinion. So that's kind of pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and then this is the big one, the multiple listing service, because we've gotten permission from the state. And so this is now statewide. When you go online and you're looking at homes,
mm-hmm.
We can now again do live open houses if we want. So, and of course, there's a lot of safety protocols to put in place. And so it might be a little bit different from the last open house that you've been in. I mean, I have been in open houses where there were so many shoes by the front door, you know, you're just tripping and there's people all over the place because we really do need to limit it to 10 or less and maybe have the parties see that the parties are stay separate from each other and the sanitizing and all the different things that you do. So you have to be careful, but we can do live open houses. Now, not everybody will choose to do it. Not everybody will want to go to one, mm-hmm. but you can.
Right.
But, you know, I think people have really enjoyed having those virtual open houses, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we may see that be kind of a permanent thing, you know, as part of one of the choices,
mm-hmm.
you know. So,
especially if somebody's from out of town.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, real quick, I'm just going to tell you why, if you are a buyer or if you are a seller, this is a really, really good time to either buy your house or sell your house. Well, for one thing, I got my weekly rate sheet from my favorite lender,
mm-hmm.
and a 30-year fixed rate on May 15th was 3%, 15-year fixed rate, 2.625%.
Wow.
30-year FHA, 2.75%, 30-year VA, 2.75%, and a 30-year jumbo, 3.75%.
So they're all under 4.
Yes. Yep. Wow. And of course, your actual rate always depends on your personal credit score and your debt-to-income ratio and all those things. But if everything is all where you want it to be, isn't that's really
that is good. I that has to be the lowest it's been in, you know, I can't remember.
And it's been down here for a few weeks, yeah.
Okay.
So, and the other thing I would be advising is give me a call if it's been a year or two or more since you bought your house, because chances are really, really good that you would benefit from doing a refinance.
There you go.
And I can hook you up with her, and she can do that. One of my buyers, they bought, was it a year and a half to 2 years ago? Refinanced just recently, and their monthly payment went down $200.
Holy schmoles.
Yeah.
That's $2,400 a year.
That's a lot of money.
That is.
To me.
Pam, before we go, what's your one final time? How can folks get a hold of you?
651-319-1298.
It's been fun. Thank you, Pam. You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Again, if you want to get a hold of Pam, her cell phone, 651-319-1298, or call the Edina Realty Hastings office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. This is KDWA Hastings, AM 1460, FM 97.7.